We have two very, very special people with us this morning. In a few moments, we're going to be hearing from them. Their names are Comfort and Gifty. They come representing International Needs, IN, Network, Ghana, and the Trikosi Freedom Project. This project seeks to rescue women who've been enslaved by the Trikosi practice. Comfort grew up in Ghana and now serves as the sponsorship coordinator for IN Network Ghana. She attended church regularly but did not receive Jesus Christ as her personal savior until after her husband was killed in a car accident. She was left a widow with two young daughters and three adopted children. The tragedy led Comfort to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ and see the importance of a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus. Gifty also grew up in Ghana and was a recipient of the work of IN Network. She grew up in a small village with little hope for an education past elementary years. By God's grace and through his work through IN Needs, Gifty has graduated from a university and now gets to share her story of hope.
Yes, this morning, we've come all the way from Africa, Ghana, in our hot, hot, hot country, to share with you our story in this cool, beautiful country of yours. As we were introduced, my name is Comfort, and I've worked with International Needs for so many years, and I never, never get over when I visit these communities and see these women and children who have lost all their self-esteem because somebody did something wrong in their families. Back at home in Ghana, we have one part of our country known as the Volta region, where we have the largest man-made lake in the whole world, known as the Volta region. And on this lake, we've built the hydro, which supplies the country. But then, there is a practice around this same lake that none of us here would like to experience. In this part of our country, if you should commit any crime against your neighbor, and he got offended, he wouldn't go to the law court to seek redress. We have this very scary man. We've given them a nice name known as fetish priest, but they are witch doctors. They live in small shrines where they have all the idols that they serve. And you complain that someone has offended you and you want revenge. And all that he would do is to place a death penalty on the family. And our families are big, large, wide, and extended. And the breadwinners will begin to die. And so the people are afraid, and they run to this same witch doctor to find the cause of the death. And all that he tells them is that the gods are angry with your family, and for the death to cease, they want a young virgin daughter between the ages of 5 and 10. So you saw that little girl being taken away from the family to pay for sins someone has committed. And as soon as she gets to this witch doctor, she loses every right of hers. She never dressed up like this. She never has access to footwear. She can't go to school. She can't read and write and speak in English. There are no schools even in these communities. They are hidden. There are no roads leading to these places. And all that he does is to work day and night. But at the end of the day, all her income goes to this witch doctor. And as young as she is, she has to fend for herself. It doesn't end there. Now I see young, beautiful girls here, young, beautiful ladies who have the opportunity to compete with the young men. But these young girls in this part of our country never have access to education. And as I said, it doesn't end there. at the end of the day in the dark, as soon as they are of age 13, 14, thereabout, they become the wives of this witch doctor who could be as old as a father. She doesn't choose him. He rather forces himself on her, rape her, and have babies. Babies that will never, never have opportunity to go to school. The men don't take care of these children, and that is their lot. But we thank International Needs and all of you here that with the support we get from you, our director in Ghana heard of this and went into these communities. But he couldn't use any force. But he went with the word of God. And today I'm so happy to be in this university because I learned that before you pass out, you have to get a degree or some certificate in religion, Bible study or something. You know, you are empowered to know the word. And so my director went there with the word and explained to them that these young girls cannot atone for sins other people might have committed. But then we have a man called Jesus who died on the cross and saved us with his blood. And all that you need to do is to accept him as your personal savior and all your sins will be forgiven. It wasn't easy, as I'm telling you now. He went persistently, showed love and kindness to these people for almost 10 years. But because we're on the winning side, one day, one of these chief fetish priests, which everyone considered him to be very powerful, fell sick. It was a terminal disease, though. My director showed the way Jesus led us, brought him from the village to the city, and put him in the hospital, and paid for all his bills, sent him neat clothes, gave him food, prayed with him. And on his sick bed or death bed, he saw the difference between his gods and that of my director, and agreed and accepted Christ on his deathbed and said, "Walter, I want you to free all the women in my shrine." And do you know the number of women? There were 200 women of all ages, ranging from 5 years to over 80 years. And all these women were supposed to be his wives, just making babies with them. These children never had the opportunity to go to school. So when my director freed them, no one died. Nothing happened to any of them. So other shrine owners or other witch doctors or fetish priests followed suit. And as I talk to you now, with the support we get from good people like you here in the state, over 3,500 women, almost the population of this school, have been freed. Freed because we used the word of God. We didn't pay for them. But when they got their freedom, now these people never went to school. They didn't have any skills. They couldn't read and write and speak in English. In Ghana, we have over 10 languages, so you need to go to school to be able to read and write and speak in English. They couldn't do that. So he started to change their lifestyle by building a big vocational training center, also with the with the support of people like you. And in the vocational training center, the girls, when they get their freedom from the shrines, are sent there, where they receive counseling. You know, if you're in the shrine, you can't look into somebody's face and talk. Their heads are always bent, and they have their hands behind them. So they are brought to the center, where they receive counseling to redeem their self-esteem. And this beautiful batik tie and dye are produced by the women. They are taught how to do it. This beautiful hair we have on our hair was braided by these young ladies so that we can show people. These beautiful clothes that we are wearing were all sewn by these women so that we can show people that these women are now women of substance. And you see how beautiful we look in these clothes. Then we started building schools for the children. They are the future generation. So we build schools in these various communities. And in the schools, the children receive a hot meal. And believe you me, that is what most of them depend on. We give them clean treated waters because we don't have water running through the taps. We don't even have the taps there. We give them all their school supplies. We provide them with school uniforms. But above all, the most important thing is that Christian teachers are hired to teach these children and give them Christ-centered education. That is not all that we do. We have other projects, but I will reserve that. This morning, I'm here with a beautiful lady. She is not a Trokosi, but she comes from a very remote area where the children didn't have the opportunity to go to school. The few that went to school were under a tree. All the children were cracking stones in a rock quarry. And because of that, some have lost their fingernails by hitting the rocks. Some have lost their eyesight. International Needs has put school in such a community. And now, I travel around with this beautiful girl. I don't want to tell her story. She will share with you how International Needs, through the support of people like you here and child sponsorship, has changed her life. And so, at this point, Comfort will leave the stage and Gifty will come and share her story. Shall we then welcome the beautiful young lady from Africa as she comes forward to share?
Thank you. Thank you so very much. This morning, I'm so, so excited to be here among Christians. I also heard of the Word of God from the International Needs School. I come from a very small, poor community, very similar to the one you saw in the video. All the buildings in my community, some 19 years back, were all mud houses with thatched roofs like you saw in the video. We didn't have good roads, and so despite the fact that my community was close to Accra, which is the capital city, it was so isolated. People would not come to my community, and we didn't go anywhere. We didn't have good drinking water. It was just a small pond we shared with almost all the animals in my community because it was the only source of water. We would wake up every morning, carry our bowls, and walk to this pond, fetch water to bring home. We drank that same water, did everything with it. In my community, too, not all the children had the opportunity to go to school. Most of the children in my community would follow their parents either to the farm, to farm. The only farming equipment we had were hoes and machetes. So, I mean, they needed all the hands they can get on the farm. Or the children would follow their parents to the rock quarries to crack stones, which they sold to some dump truckers that came to buy those stones to the city for construction work. This was my community. We didn't have electricity. And the few of us that had the opportunity of going to school would have to carry our table and chair on our head to walk for long distances to go to school. It was not easy. And in my school, because my community was a deprived community, teachers didn't want to move to my community to teach us. And so we normally would have one teacher handling two classes under the tree. That was how my community was until International Needs located my community. They came there, spoke to my grandfather, who was then the chief, about building a school for us. And he was very, very happy about that idea. So he donated a land to International Needs, and the school was built right in my community. That was a blessing for us. because we didn't have to walk for long distance to go to school anymore. School was right in our community. They provided furniture for us. We didn't have to carry our table and chair to school anymore. And they gave us all the school supplies that we needed. Lots of notebooks. I mean, separate notebooks for separate subjects. Which didn't happen in my former school. If you are lucky for your parents to provide you with one notebook, within that one notebook, you did all the subjects at school. It didn't matter whether it was math, science, everything was in that one notebook. And so we joined the international new school, and we had so many notebooks. We had our own test books, which didn't happen in my other school. It was just the teacher that used the test books. And above that, they gave us food at school. Most of us would never miss a day at school because of the food we had at school. They gave us good drinking water. And periodically, they would bring doctors to my school to treat us of all the skin diseases that we had because of the bad drinking water we had before. It didn't stop on us, the children in the school, only. It even extended to our parents as well. So that was really good for us. Above all the good things we enjoyed in the international new school, we had quality, Christ-centered education. And I joined the IN school in grade 5. I didn't speak any English because in my former school, they taught us in my local language, which is Ga. And I learned to write my name actually in the international new school. I couldn't even spell my name. But so I went through grade 5 to grade 9, where you have to write the national exams, and you need to pass that to be able to go to senior high school. We were registered for that exams, and we did very, very well. In fact, I passed with a distinction. Thank you. And so in my community, I was actually the very first girl to continue education to the senior high level. And then again, the very first girl to gain admission into the university. And as I stand in front of you today, by the grace of God and the help of international needs, through very good people like you, I hold a degree in sociology. Thank you. Thank you. I also had the opportunity of doing my 1 year of national service with one of the UN agencies in Ghana, the United Nations Population Fund. And after that, I'm back with international needs. I'm also helping to bring hope and life into other vulnerable children who, are in the situation that I was in some time ago. And I'm very, very fulfilled by that. I'm working right now on a project, and we're trying to protect especially girls between the ages of 12 and 18 from commercial sexual exploitation in some of the slum areas in the city. And that is what I'm doing. With the help of some community members, I identify these girls, and then we take them through counseling. And then those who are young enough to be in school, we put them in school. And those who would like to learn a vocation, we also put them into vocational skill training. And that is what I'm doing. And I hope that with the little support that sometimes you think that, what can I do? What can I do to help? With the little that you can give, your little time, even your prayers, can really, really go a long way to bring hope to somebody's life. And so I have a song inviting all of you to join us to build a good nation for these vulnerable and poor children to become like me. Auntie Comfort, will you come up?
Okay. In her hand, she has something that made her what she is. Can you please show it to them?
Okay. How? This is a profile of one of the students in our school, the international new school, who needs sponsorship. Just like me, my profile was taken through Australia on a program like this. And a family took my profile, and they sponsored me. They gave me $1 a day, and that is what has made me who I am today. Because international needs used that money to provide me with all the school supplies, the food, and the quality education I had. Thank you.
Give them the song.
Hail, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, uncles and aunties, Chasm and all, why don't you join us to build up a nation for Christians, a nation for all. I am a Christian, you are a Christian. Goodness and badness, just come join me, sing. Sing joy, oh sing joy. Sing praise, oh sing praise. Sing to the Father, sing to the Son. Some call him Jehovah, some call him Jabber, some call him Jehovah, the Lord of Abraham. The verse call him Mahu, the gods call him Nyongbo, the chiefs call him Onyame, Onyankuponara, Obintisono, Oyotitinyame, Midiame Moni Dindame, I'm a man, Amansanina, every cell of your wura, every cell of your wura, naturin in a name, obedient or no, or your titan yame. Thank you.
Okay, now put yourself in my shoes. Imagine you are a teacher and you raise up a child like this. How do you feel? I am so proud, a teacher, and I've really, really made me enjoy my teaching work, that she is not the only one who has turned out to be like this. There are hundreds of them. We've turned out lieutenants in the army. We've turned out lecturers in the universities, we've turned out nurses, all because someone like you cared to sponsor or to donate for our work for children or young girls who have been taken away to pay for sins other people have committed for their lives to change. Today is another day for you. Kindly pray for us. Meet us at the back or in the foyer. Ask her so many questions, talk to her, listen to her very nice English that she speaks better than me, and we know that it is because someone like you cared for us. Thank you, and God bless.